God help me, $1 million of his money pinned against a year of dating him. In reality, I couldn't lose, but even then the stakes were too high and filled with what-ifs. Yes, the stakes are the same, but can we change the game? He eyed me with a frown. I held out a pair of dice. Highest roll wins. He touched the dice softly and then closed my fingers around them, tucking them into my palm. He accepted the change with a small nod. Ladies first. Not even knowing which outcome I wanted anymore, I let the dice tumble out of my hands. They bounced on the table, clattering to a stop. 8, Caleb said. He gave the dice a quick blow and let them fly. We watched breathlessly as they tumbled. Fate's dice were cast. 6, I said breathlessly. I won. Caleb stood motionless.
You won?
I'm so sorry, I mumbled, not understanding how I'd won. Caleb never loses. It was a simple fact, and one that no one should forget.
Why are you sorry? He said.
A forced smile showed his elusive dimple, which told me he wasn't happy.
You won, I lost. That's what gambling is all about. There is always a winner and a loser.
But you're normally the winner. His hand reached out to mine.
Kitten, you're supposed to be happy when you win.
But I don't want your money.
Then why did you agree to the wager? His blue eyes delved into mine.
What do you want? That's just it. I don't know what I want. The dice were supposed to choose, but they had given me my choice back, Grayson or Caleb. I didn't want the choice back.
Do you want me? He questioned, drawing me close. You already won the million. You can have me too. Who said there needs to be a loser?
You did.
That's gambling, not us. His fingers threaded through my hair. I'd never want you to feel like you lost to me. Wagering between us should be fun, not scary. I want you, all of you.
He gathered me and held me close.
Spend the night with me.
In that moment, everything hurt. My head, my heart, and my body all cried for clarity. This shouldn't be so difficult, I scolded myself. I should be able to choose who I want to be with. How is it possible to love two people with the same fierce, urgent need? Why does it hurt so much? And then what? I asked. What happens after tonight?
Tomorrow, of course, he said with a teasing smile.
Caleb, I need to know what you're looking for, what you want. Are you asking for a serious relationship? I questioned, hoping his thoughts might trigger my own answer.
He didn't hesitate before saying, I'm asking for anything you're willing to give.
What if I'm willing to give more than you want?
He paused as his eyes studied mine. What are you saying?
Our questions volleyed back and forth, neither saying what we truly wanted to say. Or at least I wasn't. Suddenly fearful of his rejection, I brushed off his arms and headed toward the door.
Where are you going? He followed, grasping my arm before I could leave.
I stood with my hand at the door, wanting to run, needing to run. This isn't like me, I thought. It's only been in the last several months that these confusing mixed emotions have surfaced to the forefront. Now everything I do, everything I say, stems from those emotions. I'm a poker player, damn it. It would be different if I could lock my emotions away like normal. But I couldn't. Not these emotions. They were too strong, too encompassing. It made me wonder if I'd ever be able to sit at a poker table again without flushing or rising to the bait of whatever donkey was currently unsettling the table. I had realised something on the flight home with Grayson. I had given my heart to two men. No matter tonight's outcome, my heart has been split forever. How it happened, I'll never know, but one thing is clear. I will never be whole again.